This goes to Dr. Eva Bartlett, Be Like a Boy, A-R-T-L-E-T-T. Fax 989-291-5359. Regarding Margaret Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R, date of birth 12/2/1940. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Weaver with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and chronic atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was September 15th of 2025. Her weight is stable. Her biggest complaint is feeling weak and tired almost every day. And she believes that's because her blood sugars are now, blood pressures are now running about 120 to 130. And she thinks that's almost too low for her to feel okay. She just feels very wiped out and exhausted. She has held her hydralazine. Prior dose was 10 milligrams three times a day, but she does not take that unless her systolic blood pressure is higher than 150. She did talk to her cardiologist recently and discussed Coreg, any changes that might be needed for that. She takes 12.5 milligrams twice a day. Well, he at this time did not want to change it, but that could be slowly titrated down if she continues to feel poorly or experiences more dizziness or orthostatic changes. Currently, she has no orthostatic changes, but if it was to be titrated down, it'd be best to go really slowly, like a 6.25 milligram in the morning and 12.5 at night, just to slowly see how she does without getting rebound hypertension. She does not have any changes with the atrial fibrillation. She has shortness of breath with exertion, but that is stable. No palpitations, no chest pain, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and there's no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day, and she is taking that regularly. The Coreg is 12.5 milligram twice a day, and she has continued to take that as directed. And as previously stated, she's holding the hydralazine if her blood pressure is less than 150 systolic, and that's almost every day, she states. It's usually 140 in the mornings, but then drops to 110 to 120 later in the day, even before she takes any medication that makes that change often. And that's when she feels very weak and tired. Physical exam, weight 139 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 72, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, was 120 over 78. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular, irregularly irregular. She does have permanent AFib. And abdomen soft and non-tender and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 12, 2026. Creatinine is 1.6. Estimated GFR is 33. My previous two levels were 1.5 and 1.42. Sodium is 133. Potassium was 4.4. Carbon dioxide, 23. Calcium is 9.1. Albumin, 3.5. Phosphorus is 4.3. Hemoglobin is 12.4. Normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to check labs every 3 months. Two, history of hypertension. Now she's symptomatic with weakness and fatigue with normal blood pressure readings. She will be holding the hydralazine if her systolic blood pressure is greater than 150, and she won't change any of the Coreg unless she discusses that and gets permission from cardiology. And three, bilaterally small kidneys, unchanged. Four, permanent atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.